Hello, this is a response to Harpreet Kaur's questions about Haiti, prisons and photography. You ask, why am I specifically interested about prison photography? Well, I wasn't until I lived in America, and then I found out that prisons over here are a human rights abuse. Prisons in America are used for really different purposes to that elsewhere in the Western world, and a lot of those purposes don't actually relate to criminal justice, and certainly not to rehabilitation. They relate to social management and to fear. So the system for me is one of revenge, and recidivism rates across the different states range between 55-65%. And you know, if schools and hospitals were churning out such a failure rate, they'd be closed down. They'd be considered a sap of money, a waste of taxpayers' dollars, and they'd think of something new. They'd desperately try other things. But prisons have no political weight in America. No one's going to argue for a change of the system, because as it stands, people are made invisible, thrown away to rot, and it serves the politicians, it serves the sensational media, and it serves the public, who ultimately have voted for these harsh laws to come into play, which have meant longer sentences. The great growth in prisons in America over the past 30 years has been down to the war on drugs as well, which is a war as useful as that against the war on terror. It's more about rhetoric and less about actual productive policy. It's failed, and many non-violent drug users should not be locked up with legitimate violent criminals. So that's why I'm interested in prisons. It's a human rights abuse right below our noses. The US has 5% of the world's population, but it has 25% of the world's prison population. It locks up people at 6 times the rate of the UK, and the UK is the next highest of any Western country with regards people per 100,000, people per capita, behind bars. So how does all this relate to photography? Well, you know, people have this idea that it's a lazy idea, that photography is all-powerful and an image can change the world. Well, it's just not the case. Some prisons have some photographs have some effect, but we're not in the 1970s. We're not living at a time when photojournalists in Vietnam were the only people telling us what was actually going on there. We live in a far more diverse media landscape, and so, you know, if we're going to continue this idea of photography, we need to be honest about what it can achieve, but we also need to test this idea that photography shows us things that are unseen. My belief is that prisons in America are unseen. It's a deliberate strategy by the power brokers to make prisons unseen. And so the intersection between the prison industrial complex and artists, journalists, activists with a camera in hand is a good starting point for discussion, I think. Okay, that's all about prison photography. In part two, I will talk specifically about Haiti and those questions you put to me. Thank you.